All right, and we're here at Studio B on the Microsoft campus talking to Daniel from the Hardware Group. And we've talked to you before about webcams.
Yep.
And we've got an announcement to talk about today. What are we showing here now?
Correct. So we have a great news. We're going to launch a new webcam. It is called LiveCam Studio. And it's our new webcam that it offers 1080p sensor resolution. So it offers amazing video quality, and we call it that it's the closest to being there in person.
Yeah. So you can do HD web chats with this, right?
You can do HD video web chats with Windows Live Messenger 2011 now that, you know, the IM service allows HD video chats with regular customers.
And so this looks kind of similar to the previous LiveCam Cinema. What are the differences with this one?
Correct. Well, the main difference is the sensor. And now we have a 1080p sensor. And what this means is that you can have a sharper video, a better resolution at any resolution, from VGA, if you're using, you know, VGA for your video chats, all the way to HD video quality recordings. It will be sharper, it will be crisper. It's a better resolution.
And I noticed when we were playing around with it earlier that with the lights off, it looks a little bit better. Did you make any changes there as well?
Correct. Well, the sensor, if it's a bigger sensor, this is actually a 1080p sensor is 2.0 times bigger than a 720p sensor. So it means that it can capture more light, basically. Just think about it as a solar panel. The bigger that it is, the more energy that you can capture. It's the same thing with your sensor. So if you have a bigger sensor, it will capture more light, and it will improve your overall video quality, especially in low light conditions.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed there's a tripod mount on the bottom?
Correct, yes. And this webcam, what we have, think about it, is not only providing an amazing HD experience and amazing HD video quality, but also we have think about the design.
Yeah.
So one of the things that you will notice is that we have modeled this webcam to follow the design of a professional camera.
Yeah.
So the one thing that you will notice is the elongated hood that protects the lens, protects the sensor, and kind of give the sensor a great way to kind of capture the video without receiving glare. The other thing that you'll realize is the mesh. So we have a big mesh with the microphone. We have a high sensitivity microphone in this webcam. And you'll also notice that it has a 360-degree rotation. And this is great because if you're, you know, having a video chat, for example, in front of another person, and you want the other person to, you know, talk in front of the webcam, you don't have to pick up the webcam and kind of turn it around. You just have to move the webcam around, and that's it.
Yeah.
And the biggest innovation in terms of the design is that we included for the first time a tripod tray.
Nice.
So if you are going to be recording, you know, a video in a certain the same position for a long time, you can just hook it up into your regular standard tripod, and you can record a video for a long time.
Yeah, I've got some little 6-inch kind of like desk tripods that I use for little point and shoot cameras. It'd be perfect for that. You know, you can just put it wherever I want. Have it a little bit closer to eye level than the camera normally is.
Correct, exactly. Now, with the video quality of this webcam, you can, you know, shoot your videos in home or more professional-looking videos, put it in the position that you want, and then you're ready to go.
Very cool. Can we see it working?
Sure, absolutely. I can run you a demo.
All right.
Great.
All right, so what are we looking at here, Daniel?
Yeah, so this is an HD video call, actually, that I'm showing here. And you can see one of the first things that you will realize is that this is a widescreen video. Mm-hmm. In the past, or most of the IM services right now, they offer a 4:3 or a standard aspect ratio video call, video or video chat. And this is a widescreen video chat. So you can see that you can see more on the sides, for example.
So if I've got a widescreen computer, I can go full screen and it'll take up the whole screen.
Correct. That's one of the advantages. The other one is that you can feed more people in the same video chat. So imagine that you want to have a video chat with your family and you can, you know, put everybody
get
on your back saying,
hello.
So this kind of aspect ratio will enable to do that. So great video quality. You can see the colors. You can see the sharpness. And you can see more basically in the video chat.
Yeah.
So it's a great improvement.
And we're actually doing this chat with someone across the table from us. And this is going over wireless?
Yes, that's correct. This is wireless. We're using two computers. We're using two LiveCam studios on both ends. So the video quality is amazing. If you can see, you know, like BJ waving to the webcam, you'll see that there is no ghosting on the hand. That is usually what happens when you have a video chat in a different with a different webcam or with a different system. There is some ghosting or the video can look choppy. This one, as you can see, is perfectly smooth, the video is sharp.
Yeah, I was surprised how sharp it is being wireless. So if I'm at home, should I, if I want to do like a HD chat with my family, should I plug into the wired network, or is wireless, is that perfectly acceptable for HD?
You can do wireless. Basically, what we do recommend is to have a computer that has quad core processor, just to have to improve the video quality. Mm-hmm. But you can do it in a wireless computer. You can do it in a dual core computer as well. Now the resolution will be a little bit smaller, still widescreen, but you can have an amazing video quality.
And I don't have to proactively do anything. If I stray too far from my network, it's going to lower the quality automatically, I assume.
It is going to do that exactly. If your computer system requirements are lower, or your bandwidth, your internet bandwidth is lower, it will adjust to the resolution that is necessary.
Right.
So yeah. Really easy to install, by the way. If you want to have, you know, a video chat, you just need to plug in your webcam. All our webcams are plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
So plug in your webcam, select the contact in Windows Live Messenger, and start a video chat with one button. It's really easy.
Very nice. And can we see an example of the 1080?
Yes, absolutely. So let me just switch back to our recording system. So we have LiveCam software, and this software comes with all our webcams and kind of and enables you to record video. So let me go all the way to 720p. That's the resolution that we recommend for this webcam. This is a resolution that will not put a high burden on your PC, and you mm-hmm. can record video. So so this is a 720p resolution. Some of the things that you will realize here is the picture quality, the resolution.
We're shooting into a kind of a bright window here, too.
Yes, so. That's correct, which is a really challenging condition, and I can show you true color technology, how it works. This is without true color, and you can see that my face is not illuminated. When I click true color technology, it will ensure that my face is always bright. Mm-hmm. And the face is the most important part of the video chat, so that's what true color does.
Yeah, so it does facial detection on the picture?
It does, yeah. It tracks your face and ensures that you have the right level of light mm-hmm. in your face. If it's too dark, it will increase the brightness. If it's too dark, it will do the reverse. So
great.
Yeah.
So when will LiveCam Studio be available?
So we're going to launch LiveCam Studio in the U.S. in September 13. It's going to be available at Best Buy for $99.95.
Great. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
Thank you very much for coming.